DW Africa Link.
Women in Malawi are speaking out, but are they being heard loud and clear? Well, that should be the ideal case, especially considering that women make up more than half the population. But their voices remain faint in the corridors of power. Now, gender rights activists say it's time for bold reforms. They are pushing for legislative quotas to correct this imbalance, ensuring that women are no longer sidelined in governance. Can Malawi finally tip the scales in parliament? What stands in the way? That's what's coming up. I am Eddie Micah Jr., and you are welcome to Africa Link, the podcast connecting you to the stories that matter.
Africa Link, every weekday, here on DW.
All right, let's put things into perspective here. 48 women won parliamentary seats out of 229 constituencies in Malawi's recently held 2025 elections. Now, while that's a slight increase from the previous election, only 21% of MPs in the National Assembly are women. Advocates say this slow pace shows it's time to move beyond speeches and toward legal guarantees, which are laws or policies that ensure female inclusion in politics. Now, at the heart of this movement is the Gender Coordination Network, a coalition of NGOs pushing for change. For more on this, let's bring in Emma Kalia, a rights activist at the NGO Gender Coordination Network. I also have Chimwemwe Padata, DW correspondent in Malawi. Welcome both of you to Africa Link. Chimwemwe, you've been following the political scene closely. What's the reality of women's representation on the ground, especially after the recent vote?
Thank you so much, Eddie. To begin with, I would say that one of the biggest barriers for women seeking leadership roles here in Malawi is the persistent gender bias that exists in many organizations. You find that many people still hold a belief that men are more capable than women when it comes to holding key positions. And this takes us to another reason of stereotypes and negative perception towards women. I would say that our society already has expectations on how a leader should look like and behave like. And these often do not align with the traditional roles and expectations placed on women. And coming from such a patriarchal society, you find that women still face obstacles that hinder their career progression, including appointments in key government positions. So I would say that women here in Malawi have welcomed this proposal that has just come out from the NGO Gender Coordination in Malawi. So briefly, that's what I can say at the moment, Eddie.
Okay, so it's great then you talk about the Gender Coordination Network. It's great to have a representative here, activist Emma Kalia. Emma, can you give us a sense of what women's representation in Malawi looks like, especially when you look at parliament and other key decision-making spaces?
Thank you, Eddie. Just to buttress the point from where Chimwemwe left, the situation in Malawi is still at a position where we are very concerned that we don't seem to be making much progress in terms of representation of women in politics, especially in parliament. We are coming from a background where in 2009, we had 43 women that came into parliament. And then in 2014, the number reduced. And then in 2019, the number rose to 45 against 193 parliamentary seats. And this time around, the number, in my view, has dropped because we are at 48 against 229 parliamentary seats. So it means that we are quite low and the percentage has gone down to around 20 point something, which is not good for us. Why am I saying this? I'm saying this because Malawi is a signatory to the SADC Protocol on Gender and Development that requires Malawi to put up a 50% of representation of women in politics and decision making. Likewise, the AU Protocol describes the same, and it's unfortunate that we are not getting closer to what we are supposed to be doing.
Right, right. Thank you very much for that. So you basically are saying that while there's been some sort of improvement, there's still more room for improvement, which is key to note because you've been a long campaigner for gender equity. Can you tell us more about why you think Malawi is still struggling to get women's voices heard in politics?
In the region, when I'm talking of region, I'm talking of the SADC region. The arrangement is that we go by the what we call the electoral system. So you see that countries like South Africa, Namibia, Mozambique, and many others have adopted what they call the PR system, proportional representation, when they are doing the elections. While Malawi is one of the countries that the few countries that are remaining to adopt that system, because that system, if that system was adopted, it is easy to push for numbers of women because it is based on political party votes. It's not based on an individual. So for that reason, the political parties have a leeway of bringing in the people that they want, so they can even bring in women and also use what we call the zebra system above the proportional representation. They can also use the zebra. But also, the others also have a system which we call voluntary quotas. So if political parties have voluntary quotas, at times it works better because they already have volunteered the women that would be they would want to see at the end of the election. Unlike in Malawi, we are still using the first past the post. First past the post is the winner takes it all. And therefore, there is so much competition. It's difficult for women to match with what happens with men. They do not have the resources to match themselves against the men, and that puts them in an disadvantaged position. So that's what happens, and that's why we are struggling to make those numbers happen.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Emma. Let me come to you, Chimwemwe. You've been speaking to a lot of women on the ground. Beyond the numbers, what are they telling you about the barriers keeping them out of politics? What are they really shining the light on?
Yes, I would say that Malawi has been really struggling to field women in both key positions in local government and parliamentary elections due to several reasons. Key to these challenges are financial constraints. We have seen that even though women were supposed to pay half the amount of nomination fees in reference to the previous elections, many of them still could not afford the payment. We have noticed that the numbers of women in parliament are still dropping, as it has also been mentioned by Emma, a representation of 21% of women taking up parliamentary seats. So you would clearly see that Malawi has a long way to go to increase female representation, let's say in parliament or in these key positions. Apart from these financial challenges, some female aspirants who I managed to interact with complained of continued threats as well as intimidation by men in the run-up to the elections. So this is another reason that is also contributing to the raw numbers of women taking up key positions, including their involvement, active involvement in politics, Eddie.
So we are not just talking about cultural resistance, where some people believe that it's not a woman's place to get into politics, which is even sad for me to echo that sentiment. But reality is some people do think that. It's not just that, is it? It's also, you're saying, structural situations or structural challenges that are preventing women from getting into leadership positions. That's basically what we are saying, Chimwemwe, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct, Eddie, because I've mentioned of financial constraints apart from the cultural beliefs. I've also mentioned of women being looked down upon by their male counterpart. So we have registered incidents where women are being attacked in the run-up to the elections just because they are women. So, yeah, it goes beyond the cultural beliefs, Eddie.
Right. Thank you very much, Chimwemwe. Emma, are there enough systems in place to fight the systems already there that are somehow preventing women from reaching such higher levels in politics? Or is there a belief that the government should even do more to put more systems to support women there?
We do not have many systems that can support women. Apart from one issue that Chimwema mentioned is the reduction of fees to the Malawi Electoral Commission, which is also like just done, you know, or goodwill, but not necessarily that it is embedded in any law. So anytime they can decide to put it there, they can decide to withdraw it because it is just done by goodwill of the Electoral Commission. In terms of the laws, we do not have laws to govern this, unlike in other countries. In other countries, they have a law on quotas. In Malawi, we don't have a law on quota. That's why we are faring miserably, because if we had a law that is, you know, stipulating quotas for women or quotas for youth or quotas for maybe the disabled, the persons with disability, it would have been easier for them to compete fairly. But now the competition is very stiff because it is the elections have been properly commercialized. So if you the elections are commercialized and you have the other side that is weak in terms of resources, it means that you cannot win. So we do not have a system that is backing women to a fair playing ground of participating in elections in whatever way. Actually, we're talking of parliament, but even local government, it's miserable. We have performed dismally, which is not good for morale.
This is why people are talking about the importance of legislative quotas, right? That will somehow, as you were mentioning earlier, would put a certain number of women in places or will require a certain percentage of women to be in leadership positions. But there are critics who are against this. They say that legislative quotas are not the answer, that women should win purely by merit. What's your response to that argument?
Yes, I've heard many people speak like that. They speak nicely about, okay, if you want to be putting in legislative quotas, you just want to who chair women to parliament. That's what they say. That's the language they've said. But in Africa here, we've seen it. We've seen and we have evidence in countries where they've done that it has worked. And therefore, it is better to learn from others. So Rwanda, it has worked. In Namibia, we have a good example where you have the president, the vice president, the speaker, and then they go on, and the cabinet and MPs, they have done it because they were willing to do it. But of course, they started with voluntary quotas from the parties. So voluntary quotas, like I've said, these are voluntary quotas for their political parties. It can also work, but if it doesn't work at party level, it cannot also work at national level. We've tried so many times to bring in, you know, some proposals. For instance, in 2017, there was a proposal that we brought on board during the electoral reforms where we're talking of we need to have a registered quota for 28 districts in Malawi so that in those constituencies, a district constituency of that sort, it should only be women competing. But it was shut down. It never even reached parliament. They started arguing about it, and nobody took it up, and then everything was forgotten. The Gender Equality Act brought in a provision of a registered quota for representation of women in politics. It was removed before it was passed in parliament. The Political Parties Act also brought a provision of the same. It was removed. Whoever removes that, no one explains to us why they have removed it. It means that there are some people who are not in support, like you're saying. They think that women are being favored. It's not like that. How many times have women been left behind? The argument is women are already left behind. So people should not be saying we want to favor women when they have already been discriminated for time immemorial.
Is there anything different this time that makes you feel that the legislative quota in favor of women would be taken seriously this time, that it's actually going to be put in force?
If there's willingness from our parliamentarians, well, this is about parliament. It's not even about just government. If parliament is willing to embrace that, then it is going to be possible. But if Parliament is not interested, if Parliament is not interested, we'll be getting back to the same problem. But Parliament should show interest first. The government will come in through the Minister of Justice to regulate all what we are talking about because it has to go through them. But this proposal has to be taken. If this proposal has to be taken, everybody is talking the same if you compare in the region. Otherwise, Malawi will still lag behind. 229 seats in Parliament, you only have 48 women. Then it's a problem.
Thank you, Emma. Chimamwe, you've been speaking to people on the ground. You've also been, you know, keeping tabs on what lawmakers and other influential people have been saying. How are they reacting to the idea of legislative quota?
Yeah, frankly speaking, I don't think it would be easy for Malawi to give equal opportunities, let's say, in politics or other key positions on an equal footing with men due to several reasons. Hearing from some of these individuals, the influencers, one common criticism the quotas continue to face is what you was already mentioned by Emma, that as others still think that such laws undermine merit-based principles, which lead to concerns about quality of service of those appointed by using this principle, this law. Apart from that, the entrenched patriarchal attitudes within society is likely to hinder the effective implementation of gender quota policies.
And just to be clear, because you've been speaking to a lot of women about this, I would assume that a lot of women are in support of this. Are we getting some sort of disapproval also from the women's side?
No, the majority of the women are in support of the legislative quotas, but hearing from the men, they are the ones who are shooting it down on the belief that women are not capable to hold different key positions, high-ranking positions. So I would say a majority of women are in support of the quotas, while men are against the quotas.
Have you spoken to any women that are against it, and what is their reason to be against it?
One of the women who I spoke to was saying that sometimes women tend to relax whenever they are given these high-ranking positions. They feel that they now have it all and they cannot be in control of affairs of, let's say, a government institution because of their perceptions or attitude towards work. So one woman complained that whenever a woman is in a high-ranking position, the attitude tend to change. People stop being serious at work, let's say, and take things like in a relaxed way. So that is one of the reasons that was mentioned by a woman who I interacted with among some two or three women who I talked to.
Right. Thanks, Chimamwe. Emma, I'm coming straight back to you for this because you do hear this. Like women, some women at least, are also totally shutting down such ideas. And this is what creates this conversation about women supporting each other strongly. Do you sense that's the case? Is that growing? Or what do you make of that?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised because we are talking of people who are coming from the same socialization that do not believe that women can deliver. So coming from a fellow woman, I know she's brought up in the same socialization that believes that women cannot deliver. And this the entire stereotyping that they do for women. But we have good examples here. In Malawi here, we've had examples. We've had a president who was a woman here in Malawi. We've had a speaker. The past speaker was a woman. Nobody told us that she failed her job because she was a woman. We've had ministers who have delivered in this country, and the few that we've put in place, they have delivered. And when someone tells me that a woman relaxes, who relaxes more? Usually it is the men that relax more, not necessarily trying to push back, but we've seen that happening. But it is just the stereotyping that has been there all the time, thinking that women cannot deliver. Then we also have examples outside Malawi, like I've indicated. There in Namibia, we have a president in Namibia now. We have a president in Tanzania who is a woman who tells us that they are failing their job because they are women. They are some of them, they are even doing better than the men. So this stereotype, we are not detached ourselves from that because it has been there. That has been the belief. We just wanted to forgive those that think that way. But the principle stands that when we are talking of democracy, we should be talking of equality. Without equality, there is no democracy. So regardless of what others would think, regardless of how some people compare women to men, the issue is we are fighting for democracy. And that democracy will not be complete if we want to leave others behind. That is including the youth, including the persons with disabilities, apart from just women. That's why we continue, you know, pushing a government, pushing stakeholders to understand that the issue is not just about we want our people to be there. The issue borders on human rights, and human rights should be for all of us and not a selected group of people.
No doubt, it's a very important topic, and it's been discussed for many, many years. You have the final words, Chimwemwe. What does the future look like as many groups try to push for these this legislative quota? What does the future hold in terms of the realization of that?
I should start by giving some recent examples that we have seen made by the current president, the new president of Malawi. We have seen the appointment of a press secretary speaking for the presidential parties, who is now a woman. We have also seen the deputy of the current leader, who is a woman. So I should say it should start with our leaders to implement these policies that support women at parties. But we also must deliberately invest in women. And also, these men should also support and encourage women who have interest in politics, for example, without threatening them or intimidating them. I think by doing so, we can increase women's presence in politics and other key positions. This is what we are supposed to do, Eddie.
Thank you, Chimwemwe. I think a very key point you mentioned is the role of men in all of this, that while there may be a lot of men who are against women in such high positions, again, a very weird thing to even say out loud, I think a lot of other men should speak up against that sort of injustice. I really don't think that it should be a discussion of someone cannot handle a position just because of their gender, just because they are a woman. Very ridiculous statement, if you ask me. But I appreciate the time that we've used to discuss this. Emma Kalia, rights activist at the NGO Gender Coordination Network, one of the groups really pushing for legislative quotas to ensure that women are not left behind. Thank you very much for your time. Also, Chimwemwe Padata, DW correspondent on the ground in Malawi. Many thanks.
Experts say legal reforms are a step in the right direction toward increasing women's voices in decision-making. Let's hear from some Malawians on this discussion.
I strongly support the introduction of legislative quotas for women in Malawi. So despite the progress that we have made in gender equality, women in Malawi remain underrepresented in political and decision-making spaces.
I think our point on this issue is that we support and we endorse the coming up with the legislation that support quota for women. I think this can help to break the culture, but also social norms that has been there.
Yes, there was a slight improvement this year, of which we reached at 47%, but still most women lost in the elections and all that. So I feel like maybe there's a still need for women to register more. And based on a report from the Afrobarometer, which indicates that most women fear to vote because of issues to do with culture. I feel like it's high time where women should also step up into taking in positions of politics, leadership positions, and all in parliament, in different districts, and all.
If quotas or legal reforms succeed, they could reshape the Malawi of tomorrow, pushing gender parity, which is the equal representation of men and women, from ideal to reality. But the path is steep with resistance. It demands cultural change and political will. What do you think? Please share your thoughts with us on Facebook at DW Africa. Listen to us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And subscribe to our DW Africa YouTube channel so you never miss an episode. This show was co-produced and edited by Isaac Mugabe. And I am Eddie Micah Jr. Thanks for listening.
DW. Made for Minds.